a Jewish journal article, Easy Kosher Dinners for Back to School Season. As the lazy days of summer turn into the overscheduled days of fall, you need recipes for easy dinners the whole family will love. Sherry Holzer, founder of Simply Sherry, says her oven-baked crispy tofu parmesan is an easy 30-minute meal that leaves the whole family wanting seconds. Tofu is one of those protein items that you can have on the ready and not worry that you forgot to defrost it, Holzer told the journal. The crunch on this tofu plus melty mozzarella cheese equals delicious. Oven-baked crispy tofu parmesan. By Sherry Holzer. 1 block organic firm tofu, 1 egg, beaten, 1/2 cup panko breadcrumbs, can use gluten-free, 1.5 teaspoons Italian seasoning, 1/2 cup parmesan or Romano cheese, finely grated, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1.5 cups marinara sauce. Whether you use store-bought or homemade, try to use sauce made with organic tomatoes, olive oil and no added sugars, 1 ounce mozzarella cheese, shredded. 15 minutes before preparing, wrap the tofu in a dish towel and place something heavy, like a bowl or a skillet on top, in order to reduce the moisture in the tofu. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Cut the tofu into 8 slabs that are about 1/2 inch thick, like small playing cards. Use a fork to stir together the panko, half the parmesan, Italian seasoning and garlic powder on a medium plate or shallow dish. Crack the egg into a medium bowl and whisk well. Dip each piece of tofu into the mixed egg and then coat generously on all sides with the panko mixture. Lay on a large baking sheet that has been lined with parchment paper, for easy cleanup, and coat each piece lightly with an oil spray. Repeat with the remaining tofu. Bake until crispy and beginning to brown. Turn after 15 minutes, then lightly spray with oil spray again. It should be nicely browned after approximately 30 minutes total. Remove from the oven and top each tofu piece with 1 tablespoon of marinara, the rest of the parmesan and mozzarella. Place back in the oven 2 to 3 minutes. Sprinkle with a little chopped flat-leaf parsley, if desired. Cookbook author Beth Lee's favorite late summer recipe is roasted tomato sauce. When I first started making this recipe, my daughter would literally lick the bottom of her bowl every time one served it, Lee, author of The Essential Jewish Baking Cookbook, told the journal. This sauce is perfect for pasta but equally good on roasted vegetables, as a tomato soup base, sandwich spread, pizza sauce, topping for bruschetta and so much more. When my kids would come home from school, leftover pasta and sauce was undoubtedly their absolute favorite snack, she said. You can also make a double batch and freeze this for a taste of summer on a cool fall or winter day. Roasted tomato sauce photo by Beth Lee. Roasted tomato sauce. 3 to 4 pounds ripe tomatoes, cored 3/4 cup shallots, roughly chopped, equivalent to about 3 small shallots, 1.5 cups fresh basil leaves divided, reserve 1/2 cup 1/4 cup fresh oregano leaves, or 2 to 3 teaspoons dried, 6 large garlic cloves, peeled 3/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, no need for your best ivu, 1/4 cup balsamic vinegar, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 teaspoon coarsely ground black pepper, 1/4 of a teaspoon red pepper flakes, optional. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Core the tomatoes, coarsely chop the shallots, peel the garlic cloves, leave whole, and tear 1 cup of the basil and all the oregano from their stems. Combine all ingredients in a roasting pan and saturate with olive oil and balsamic vinegar. Top with salt and pepper and the red pepper flakes, if using. Mix well. Roast the tomatoes and herbs for 35 to 45 minutes, or until the tomatoes begin to singe. Remove from the oven and let cool. Once cool, pour the contents of the roasting pan and the remaining 1/2 cup basil into a blender and blend on high for about a minute or until smooth. To serve, pour over pasta or roasted vegetables and enjoy. Or just eat it by the spoonful. Chef Nathaniel Lee of Meal Prepify said his oven-baked salmon with dill and lemon requires minimal effort and yields fantastic results. Season fresh salmon fillets with kosher salt, fresh dill and a squeeze of lemon juice, Lee told the journal. Place them on a baking sheet, lined with parchment paper, and bake at 375 degrees Fahrenheit for about 15 to 20 minutes or until the salmon flakes easily with a fork. Serve with roasted potatoes or, for a lighter dinner, with a side salad. His one-pot chicken and vegetable stir-fry is another lifesaver for those short on time. Simply sauté chicken breast strips, along with your favorite vegetables, in a hot pan with some olive oil, Lee said. Season with kosher salt, black pepper and a touch of garlic powder. You can serve this over steamed rice or quinoa. For an easy cooking hack, I recommend utilizing pre-cooked rotisserie chicken from your local grocery store, Lee said. It can be used as a base for various quick and delicious meals, such as chicken salad wraps or homemade chicken noodle soup. Or perhaps even a stir-fry.